Our first reading in the Gospel for today declares God as generous God. So we too must be generous to others. The apostles, after repeatedly jailed, tortured, flogged, and suffered in the hands of the Sanhedrin, they resume preaching, sharing, and living the teaching of Jesus. As they left the council, the apostles rejoiced that they were considered worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And every day in the temple and at home, they did not cease to teach and proclaim Jesus as the Messiah. We heard that in the Acts of the Apostles. So this was the calling in life of the apostles. Be generous to others, a response to Jesus' generosity, compassion, and mercy that he showed and taught them. They were so happy and joyful, even if they were considered unworthy proclaimers of Jesus' life and teaching. They continued the mission of their Master and Lord, that is to preach the good news of salvation. The attitude and boldness of Jesus' way of life to make known God the Father amid threats and rejection strengthened the apostles to also generously lay down their lives for the sake of him and for the sake of the kingdom. They were generous because Jesus was generous. In our gospel, a young boy was so generous to give his 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. Because he showed the generosity and love of Jesus to his people. The background to the miracle was a hungry crowd out in the countryside with little or no food between them. Faced by the people's obvious need, his disciples had different responses. Philip, the pragmatic, calculated that based on the number of people and the amount of money they had, no solution was possible. Andrew knew that someone in the crowd had a small amount of food, 5 loaves and 2 fish, but he dismissed this as an insignificant resource in the circumstances. The little boy's generous instinct to give what he had, modest though it was, gave Jesus an opportunity to give thanks to God and show the generosity of God for those who were in need. The act of sharing and kindness of the boy and the prayer action of Jesus led to the feeding of the 5,000 people. Jesus Christ, through the little boy, is teaching us that it is not how much we give is important, but how far our heart is in giving. When the Lord sees what is in our hearts, he gives more than what we gave. The feeding of the 5,000 shows the remarkable generosity of God and his great kindness towards us. When God gives, he gives abundantly. He gives more than we need for ourselves, so that we may have something to share with others, especially those who lack what they need. God takes the little we have and multiplies it for the good of others. So my dear brothers and sisters, let us remember, if we give kindly from what we have, even amidst difficulties and hardships in life, the Lord works good through us. So share, give, and be generous to others. The apostles and the little boy gave what they had, and Jesus Christ rewarded them abundantly. How about you? Are you willing to share and give what you have for others? As 2 Corinthians teaches us, each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.